I really enjoyed getting to know a lot of you.
Takže veľmi som si užil to, že som vás mohol spoznať.
However, a camp this large, it's hard to get to know everybody, so you get to know some people better than you do others.
Ale keďže na tábore bolo strašne veľa ľudí, tak s niektorými som sa spoznal bližšie a s niektorými tak trošku menej.
So for those of you that I haven't gotten to know very well, you may not know me, there are two things I want to tell you about myself tonight.
Takže s tými, s ktorými som sa až tak veľmi nezblížil, tak by ste o mne možno mohli niečo vedieť a sú také dve veci, ktoré by som vám rád povedal dnes.
The first is, I'm not very smart.
Prvé je tak trochu klamstvo a to, že nie je moc múdry.
One night I was talking to my wife Tammy. Does everybody know my wife Tammy? Okay.
Hej, takže Tammy je jeho manželka.
I looked at her that night and I tenderly whispered something to her from my heart.
No a tak jeden večer sme sa spolu rozprávali a tak som jej zašepkal do uška niečo zo svojho srdiečka.
And she tenderly looked back up at me and said, "Wow, you're not very smart."
A ona sa tak na mňa pozrela a tak mi hovorí, že wow, no tak ty asi nie si najmudrejší.
No, she didn't really say that, although it is true. It's not true that she said that. She might have thought it, she didn't say it.
No, takže ona to vlastne nepovedala. Možno si to tak pomyslela, ale nepovedala to.
One time a wise man told me, when you're speaking, keep it really simple, and when you're not smart, that's easy to do, keep it simple.
A raz mi jeden múdry človek povedal, že ak rozprávaš, tak rozprávaj úplne jednoducho, no ale keďže sám som taký jednoduchší, tak to pôjde v pohode.
And he also told me, talk about something that you're passionate about. So, that leads me to the second thing I wanted to tell you about myself, and that is, I love the game of basketball.
OK, a ten múdry človek mi povedal aj, že hovor väčšinou o tom, čo máš veľmi rád, a to je tou druhou vecou, čo vám chcem povedať, tak veľmi mám rád basketbal.
So, tonight I've been asked to summarize the entire week in an hour. No.
Takže dnes večer by som vám chcel tak zopakovať to, čo sme sa rozprávali celý týždeň, asi tak na hodinku.
So I will keep it simple and I will talk about something I'm passionate about and use that game of basketball as an analogy.
Takže budem rozprávať veľmi jednoducho a taktiež použijem príklad zo svojho života, a to ten basketbal.
So the topic for the first night that we were here was rethink.
Takže téma prvého večera, kedy sme tu boli, bolo premysli si znova.
Oftentimes when I think of Peter, I think of an amazing man, almost a perfect man.
A keď tak rozmýšľam nad Petrom, tak väčšinou tak uvažujem o veľmi múdrom a tak trochu perfektnom mužovi.
And it is true that he was an amazing man, but he certainly was not perfect.
A pravdou je, že bol veľmi úžasný, ale nie je klamstvo, že bol perfektný.
So I had to rethink who Peter really was.
Takže znova som sa musel zamyslieť nad tým, kto Peter vlastne je.
That night Jani told the story of Peter's encounter with the leper.
A ten večer Jani rozprával príbeh o tom, ako Peter sa stretol s malomocným.
And you remember Peter's first reaction when he saw the leper?
A ak si pamätáte Petrova prvá myšlienka po tom, čo spatril tohoto malomocného?
It wasn't a warm reaction, it was to run.
Bola to, že by mal utekať.
But Jesus' reaction was very different.
Ale Ježišova reakcia bola úplne odlišná.
It was one of total acceptance and total love.
Ježiš ho plne akceptoval a plne ho miloval.
So Jesus' action made Peter rethink his action and that he should trust the lowly.
Takže potom, čo Peter videl, ako Ježiš reagoval, tak sa musel premysliť nad sebou a nad tou svojou reakciou a musel sa naučiť milovať opustených.
I'm not a coach anymore, but I did coach the game of basketball for 8 years.
Čiže už nie som trénerom teraz, ale trénoval som basketbal 8 rokov.
When our basketball team started out, we played in a Y League, which was very easy basketball.
Keď sme začínali s našim basketbalovým tímom, tak sme začínali v takej nižšej súťaži.
After 2 years of that, we asked our players if they would like to move up to a more difficult AAU league.
No a po 2 rokoch hrania v tejto lige sme sa spýtali našich hráčov, či by sa chceli posunúť a hrať v takej lepšej lige s lepšími tímami.
Many of them reacted saying we cannot.
A mnoho z nich hovorilo, že to predsa nemôžeme.
The coaches then asked them, maybe you need to rethink whether we can do it.
No a potom my ako tréneri sme sa ich spýtali, že by mali o tom znovu premyslieť, či to teda dokážeme alebo nie.
The second night the topic was react.
A téma druhého večera bola reaguj.
We heard the story about Peter fishing.
Počuli sme príbeh, ako bol Peter na rybách.
One day he caught nothing, and then Jesus said, go back out and throw in your nets.
Čiže v jeden deň nechytil úplne nič, ale potom prišiel Ježiš a povedal mu, aby znovu spustil siete.
He did that, they threw in the nets, and as Yanni told us, they caught so many fish, the boat could not hold them.
Posluchli ho a ako nám aj potom Blake povedal, tak chytili toľko rýb, že to ani nemohli uniesť lode.
I missed a few. Took the best notes I could. Then Jesus instructed Peter saying, now Peter, go out and become a fisher of men.
A potom Ježiš povedal Petrovi, tak teraz Peter sa staneš rybár ľudí.
What is God calling you to do? Peter heard the command of Jesus.
K čomu povoláva Boh teba? Peter počul to, do čoho povoláva jeho.
He then had to trust, and he did.
A potom musel veriť, a aj veril.
But then he had to react, and he did.
Musel reagovať, a aj reagoval.
After those 2 early years in basketball, we invited 10 boys to come up and play in that higher league.
Potom, čo sme teda 2 roky hrali tú nižšiu ligu, sme pozvali alebo zavolali 10 chalanov, aby sme postúpili do tej vyššej.
Some thought it sounded too difficult.
Niektorí z nich si mysleli, že to bolo až moc zložité na nich.
We asked them to rethink it.
Poprosili sme, aby sa na tým znovu zamysleli.
But after each one of them did rethink it, they then had to react and say yes.
A potom, čo sa každý na tým zamyslel, tak musel reagovať a povedali áno.
The third night our topic was refocus.
A tretí deň sme mali tému s názvom Zmeň zameranie.
Majo talked that night about the storms that Peter went through.
A Majo nám rozprával v tú noc príbeh o tom, čo sa Petrovi dialo.
Do you remember Majo telling us when Peter began to sink, when he was trusting and leaning on his own self?
No a ako aj Majo rozprával, tak Peter chodil po vode, ale ak si dobre pamätáte, tak aj do nej spadol a neudržal sa.
As soon as he began to refocus and trust Jesus, then he was safe.
Hneď ale potom, ako znovu zmenil svoje zameranie a začal sa koncentrovať na Ježiša, tak mohol pevne stáť aj na vode.
At that point he had no fear of drowning at all.
V tej chvíli nemal žiadne pochyby o tom, že by sa potopil. Nepotopil.
Jackie spoke the same night of her drowning on her own fears and sins.
A Jackie v tú istú noc rozprávala o tom, ako sa ona topila v svojich hriechoch a problémoch.
But as soon as she refocused her life on Jesus and not on the things of this world, her life changed as well.
Ale potom, ako sa znovu zamerala na Ježiša, na jeho plán pre jej život, tak sa dostala z týchto problémov.
Our basketball team continued to get better and better.
Náš basketbalový tím sa stále zlepšoval a zlepšoval.
But at that point, some of the boys thought they could just show up to practice and put forth a little bit of effort and that would be enough.
Ale v tej chvíli si pár chalanov začalo mysliť, že stačí, keď iba prídu na tréning a budú trénovať iba tak zo štvrtky.
But we were traveling city to city and playing some very good teams.
Ale my sme cestovali po rozličných mestách a hrali sme proti veľmi dobrým tímom.
Life was getting very difficult and so we as coaches practiced them very, very hard.
Náš život sa stával čoraz ťažší a tak ako my ako tréneri sme chceli aj, aby tie tréningy boli čoraz ťažšie a ťažšie.
we challenge them saying you need to refocus.
Chceli sme ich tak vyzvať na to, aby sa znova zamerali na ten tréning.
The fourth night the topic was rejection.
V štvrtý večer sme rozprávali o téme odmietnutí.
That night Josh talked about how Jesus was rejected.
A v tú noc nám Josh hovoril o tom, ako bol Ježiš odmietnutý.
Not just by his enemies, but he was rejected also by his friends and followers.
A nielen jeho nepriateľmi, ale aj jeho priateľmi, blízkymi a aj tými, čo ho nasledovali.
Even the night before he died, Jesus knew he would be rejected.
Aj noc pred tým, čo Ježiš zomrel, Ježiš vedel, že bude odmietnutý.
Yet he loved us so much, a love that is so profound and so deep, a love that we're not capable of, that he said, I will be rejected, but I will go and do what my Father has told me to do.
Ale Ježišova láska k nám bola taká veľká, že sa rozhodol počúvať plán jeho Otca a naplniť ho do poslednej bodky.
Our players continue to grow and develop personally as well.
Naši hráči postupne sa zlepšovali a postupne sa tak aj tak postupne aj zlepšovali a tak rástli.
And our team grew and grew strong together and very united.
Aj tak náš tým sa stále zlepšoval a rástol a sme sa tak stále zbližovali.
We enjoyed a lot of success, but many times we would get to the championship game and lose.
Mali sme veľa úspechov, ale stalo sa aj to, že sme prišli na koniec, na finále turnaja a prehrali sme.
It was frustrating to have that talent and put forth all that hard work and come out on the losing end and have to deal with that rejection.
Bolo to veľmi zarmucujúce, že sme do toho dali tak veľa sily a predsa len sme prehrali a boli odmietnutí v tom finále.
The fifth night, our topic was restored.
Piatý večer sme sa rozprávali o obnovení.
It is true that Peter rejected Jesus and on that last day.
Je pravdou, že Peter odmietol Ježiša ten posledný deň.
He was a great man, but like you and I, Peter was just a human.
Bol to skvelý muž, ale presne tak ako ja a ty, bol to iba človek.
Yet it ended very happily.
No a neskončilo to veľmi dobre.
Peter believed so strongly that Jesus was sent by God to make it possible for men to reconnect with God.
Ale Peter veril tak veľmi tomu, že Ježiš bol sem poslaný, aby sa spojil s našimi ľuďmi, že to nakoniec dokázal aj on.
50 days after Jesus went to heaven, after his ascension into heaven, Peter told a story of Jesus to thousands.
No, v 50. deň po tom, čo Ježiš odišiel do neba, tak Peter rozprával o Ježišovi pred tisíckami ľudí.
He believed so strongly that Jesus was sent by God to make it possible for man to reconnect with God.
Tak veľmi veril, že Ježiš bol poslaný Bohom, aby sa spojil s ľuďmi, že sa mohol spojiť aj on a všetci tí ľudia.
And while Peter had denied Jesus on the last day of Jesus' life, on that day, 50 days after Jesus went to heaven, Peter was 100% sure that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God.
Aj potom, čo Peter zradil Ježiša v ten deň, čo Ježiš zomrel, ten 50. deň po Ježišovom vstúpení do neba, Peter vedel, že Ježiš bol ten záchranca zoslaný pre nás.
Peter's ministry at that point had come full circle.
Petrova služba v tej chvíli zrástla na plný proces.
I had the joy of watching our basketball team come full circle as well.
A mohol som si užívať to, ako naši chalani mohli ísť naplno.
I watched our young boys grow into young men.
Mohol som si užívať, ako sa z mladých chlapcov stávali mladí muži.
Today one of those men just got a great job at the big university in Iowa in America.
Dnes jeden z týchto mladých mužov sa mohol zamestnať úspešne na jednej z najväčších univerzít v Amerike.
Another of those boys grew up to be a man that right now today is becoming a doctor.
No, ďalší z týchto chlapcov je dneska doktorom.
And another of those boys grew up into a man who's sitting right there, who makes films.
A jeden z týchto chlapcov môže byť aj vyrástol do človeka, ktorého môžete vidieť práve tam, ktorý vyrába filmy.
And more importantly, he's bringing glory to God through his actions daily.
Ale oveľa dôležitejšie je, že každý deň svojimi skutkami môže potešovať Boha.
That is very, very rewarding for a coach to be able to see.
A to je veľmi potešujúca správa pre mňa ako pre trénera.
And much more gratifying than winning a basketball tournament.
A je to oveľa lepšie ako to, že sme vyhrali nejaký turnaj.
Each night we've had these five new topics.
Takže každý jeden večer sme sa rozprávali o jednom z týchto príbehov.
We've seen this week the five stages of Peter's ministry.
Mohli sme si všímať takých 5 štádií Petrovej služby.
He experienced them all: rethink, react, refocus, rejection and restoring.
Takže Peter v svojom živote zažil všetko. Rozmyslenie si, reagovanie, znovu zameranie sa, odmietnutie a taktiež obnovenie.
Which stage is your life in today?
V ktorom z týchto štádií ste vy dneska?
Tonight you'll be invited to talk about just that in your discussion groups.
Dneska bude vám ponúknutá šanca sa o tom rozprávať v diskusných skupinkách.
So which one is it?
Takže v ktorej tejto časti sa nachádzate?
But before we break into our groups and we discuss that, I want to invite my friend Dušan to come up.
Ale predtým, než o tom začneme diskutovať, by som bol rád, keby k nám mohol prísť Dušan.
Thanks.
A ďakujem.
Čaute.
Hi.
Moc teda neviem rozprávať takto pred toľkými ľuďmi a mám trochu strach z toho.
I'm a little afraid if I'm speaking in front of this crowd.
Ale tiež som zažil akoby taký reconnect tiež.
But I want to tell you that I experience this reconnect.
Ale predtým, ako som to vlastne zažil, tento reconnect, tak som mal taký zvláštny názor na Boha.
But before I experienced that, I had my point of view on God and it was a little weird.
Ja som si to predstavoval tak, akože, no jednak babka ma viedla akože ku viere, tak?
My grandma tried to lead me to faith.
Ale viete, to ma moc dlho nebavilo.
It wasn't interesting for me.
A môj názor na Boha bol asi taký, že ako by to bola nejaká taká vymyslená postavička, alebo taký nejaký energia, alebo taká nejaká vec.
But my point of view or my opinion, God was like somebody like or maybe some energy or just something.
Vytváral som si ako keby také svoje zákony, že čo je dobré a čo zlé a vlastne odnikiaľ som nečerpal iba zo svojej múdrosti.
And I was creating my own rules and laws and I was just using my wisdom.
A bola to vlastne hlúposť.
I was foolish.
Obviňoval som často Boha z toho, že ako mám rodinu.
And I was blaming God because of my family.
A že sa rozviedli a že vzťahy nie sú dobré.
Because my parents got divorced and there's no good relationships.
Popri tom som vlastne ako keby hrával v kostole hudbu.
But I was doing music and playing in church.
A popri tom som vlastne popíjal, fajčil, skúšal rôzne veci a nedochádzalo mi, že to vlastne není dobré.
But also with that, playing in a church, I was also drinking, smoking, trying different things and I wasn't thinking it it's kind of I didn't know it's not good.
Taktiež som nechodil na čas a často som tým zraňoval ľudí, že vlastne sme sa dohodli a ja som prišiel neskoro.
And I was hurting people because I wasn't responsible, I was always late.
Bolo to, teraz viem, že to bolo sebecké.
Now I know it was very selfish.
Potom som akoby tak stretol takých ľudí.
Later I met some people.
A videl som, že majú niečo, čo ja nemám.
And I saw that there is something in them that I'm missing.
Boli to takí naozaj istí kresťania, ktorých som prvýkrát stretol, ktorých som prvýkrát videl.
It was like the real Christians that I met them for first time.
A mali sme veľa takých rozhovorov.
And we had lots of conversations.
A ja som mohol tak vnímať, že to je, že to naozaj je vážna vec, že to myslia vážne to, čo robia.
And I had chance to observe them and just find out that it's that's serious thing for them, what they are doing and how they're thinking.
Mal som veľkú túžbu proste poznať, že čo to je zač, že ja vlastne chodím do kostola a ja toto nemám.
That it was interesting for me because I was attending church, but I didn't have that.
Tak som veľa googlil.
So I started Google.
Kto je to Boh? Kto je to kresťan?
Who's God? Who's the Christian?
Nejaké rozdiely, že medzi cirkvami alebo také.
Like differences between the churches and denominations.
A tak som mal takú veľkú túžbu zažiť to, že odkiaľ to vlastne prichádza, čo to je.
I had this huge desire in me to find out what is it, what's inside.
Tak som sa veľa modlil.
So I was praying.
Potom som, ak som tak po pár rokoch, alebo po roku možno, alebo tak.
And maybe it took like maybe a year.
Som stretol Karin.
I met Karin.
Tam je.
She's right there.
A vlastne aj na nej som mohol vidieť, že s ňou by to malo zmysel.
And I could see that it makes sense with Karin.
Pretože pretože má v srdci Boha.
Because I saw that there is a God in her heart.
A mal som takú túžbu vlastne zažiť rodinu.
And I had this desire to experience family.
Tak som začal som si čítať Bibliu.
I started reading a Bible.
A som sa viacej o to zaujímať ešte ako predtým.
And I put like more interest in these things.
A keď som začal čítať, tak všetko sa začalo meniť.
And I started reading, everything started changing.
Stretol som napríklad túto Janiho.
I met also Jani.
A vlastne pomohli mi tak viacej ja neviem tak dobre hovoriť, viete, ale viete, čo myslím, nie? Že pomohli mi tak viacej podrásť.
Maybe I don't know how to say it, but they just helped me to grow.
A vlastne Boh ma naučil.
And God taught me.
Že tie veci ako chodiť neskoro alebo popíjať s kamošmi alebo
like, things like keeping being late or just drinking in parties
alebo fajčiť aj
or smoking,
že je to nezodpovedné,
it's not responsible.
že to tak nemám robiť.
And I knew I shouldn't do this.
Keď som čítal Bibliu, mohol som vidieť, že ako on učí.
And I was reading the Bible and I could see what is this teaching.
Dokonca aj taký verš by som prečítal.
I want to read one verse.
Toto je žalmy.
It's in the Psalms.
34.
34.
Daj mi pochopiť svoj zákon, aby som sa ho pridržal a zachovával ho celým srdcom. Voď ma cestou svojich prikázaní, lebo v tom mám záľubu.
Basically the verse says that just give me this understanding of your law and so I could hold on it and keep it in faithful my all heart and to lead me on your ways and because I wanna walk on your ways.
Ja som pochopil vlastne, že život vlastne má zmysel jedine s Bohom.
And I just understood that life makes sense only with God.
On oslobodzuje od hriechu.
He can rescue us from the sin.
Ukazuje a učí, že čo je dobré a čo nie.
He's showing and he's teaching what's good and what is not good.
Dáva vlastne také hranice.
He's giving us some borders.
Dal mi zmysel života.
He gave me the sense of life, meaning of life.
Ja som si vybral jeho cestu.
And I choose his way.
Okay.
That's it.